From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French left-wing voters cast their ballots in a Socialist Party presidential primary Sunday. The two top vote-getters, former Prime Minister Manuel Valls and Benoît Hamon, will face each other in a runoff election next Sunday. The left-wingers hope the winner will be strong enough to counter conservative and nationalist rivals in the April-May general election. Troops from a regional military force moved Sunday into Gambia's capital, Banjul, where they were greeted by throngs of cheering people. Gambians are awaiting the return of their new president, Adama Barrow. Mr. Barrow had taken the oath of office in Gambia's Senegal embassy Thursday because longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refused to give up power. Gambia coalition spokesman Khalifa Sala congratulated the public for the way it reacted to the crisis.
Blood would have been spilled. To avoid it, everybody concentrated on the 19, that it was uncompromising, that he must go. And everybody stayed at home, schools were closed, everything, the country shut down.
After international pressure and threats of military action from neighboring countries, Mr. Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night after 22 years in office. But a special advisor to Mr. Barrow accuses the former president of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers in his final weeks in power. Syrian opposition and government delegates arrived Sunday in Kazakhstan, a day before peace talks are to begin. Russian media reported a trilateral meeting being held late Sunday among officials of the talks organizers, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. This is VOA News.